Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Friend of our show who spent his career and life as a family practitioner, Dr. Kevin Wong. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You know, I joke about people always telling others to hydrate. You would think adults know to hydrate, but heat does have, and particularly dehydration, an important impact on people's health. So talk us through this. What have you seen in your career?
Well, what I always tell patients, and I'm probably going to be sounding like a broken record this entire week like you guys have been, and my last words to them when they're leaving the office is do not get dehydrated or overheated, because the effects on our system are significant, and especially for someone who may have just started new medications because they were diabetic or they have high blood pressure or they have heart disease. These medications will alter the way we're used to dealing with the heat, and they don't expect their pressure to be that much lower. They don't expect that they can get dehydrated much easier than they used to. And if you don't be careful and really push the water more than usual, you're going to get into trouble. But even people who are in generally good health, when you hit these extremes, I've reminded people for years, do not overexert when the heat index is over 70. I mean, even people say, I'm going to go out walking this morning. As you said, it's 70 degrees. What's our heat index this morning? That temperature and humidity takes a lot more out of your system than you think when you're trying to exercise. Almost the opposite of telling people don't go exercise or exerting when the wind chill is below 32, because again, it affects your body differently, but still has more systemic effects than we realize until we get used to it.
Dr. Wong, just out of curiosity, how can we tell that we're becoming dehydrated? What are the early signs of that?
Well, some people don't perspire because of medications, and some people don't perspire that they feel naturally. So the biggest thing is, how often are you voiding? How often are you going to the bathroom? Is your urine light or is it dark? It should really be clear, not yellow or dark, dark yellow. So those are the first things we can see when you're voiding. But I hate to say, a lot of modern households don't have a commode that's white anymore, so they can't even tell what color it is.
That's interesting. We're with Dr. Kevin Wong. You would think as adults we would know that, but there are a lot of factors. If people take vitamins, a lot of times that creates a coloration. So they don't know for sure, but on average, and I realize there's a great differential based on size, weight, age, sex, what is the recommendation for how much water should we be drinking? I see people now carrying these big Yetis and Stanleys filled with water. Looks like a 55-gallon drum. How much should the average person drink of water a day?
Again, that is solely based upon many factors. So it's hard to give that advice. I, again, will tell someone, how often do you normally void and what does your urine look like? And if it's staying relatively clear, except for yellow in the morning, they're probably doing a good job. And if they know they're voiding four or five times a day in the wintertime, but in the summer go once or twice, yeah, you're probably dehydrated.
And what do you do with someone who you feel like is dehydrated in your family, maybe an older family member who may not be aware, a little disoriented?
Well, that's where someone else has to watch to make sure they're not just getting water, but they do get some electrolytes. I mean, there is a place for Gatorade, but even that usually has too much salt in it, per se, and sugar for some people, so it should be diluted down even with ice cubes. But there are these hydration and Pedialyte solutions, but we have to be careful about overusing them. So it really should be up to the person, talk their own physician about what is the best course for them, because sometimes those are medical issues. You shouldn't have more salt, or some people need more salt because they're losing it too quickly. So it really is very individually tailored what their course of rehydration should be.
You know, so, Dr. Wong, oh, I'm sorry, Larry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask about appetite. When the heat gets like this, I know that I'm not as hungry. And I know many of my friends say that they eat less. What about something cool to drink like Ensure?
Well, that may still be too heavy. Your body is trying to absorb a lighter solution that doesn't have to work as hard. That's why Gatorade on ice might be appropriate, because you need a little bit of a solute that's easily absorbed with water. A heavy meal, we just don't feel like taking it.
Yeah.
So we do need the fluids and just a little bit of electrolyte to help absorb it faster.
All right, Doc, we appreciate you weighing in with us. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Everybody stay cool, stay hydrated, and have a good summer.
Dr. Kevin Wong, there it is. Stay hydrated and see your physician if you want to kind of get a gauge on, based on your age, body weight, activity level, on what's right for you. Paul, do you have one of those big Yetis or Stanleys? I saw Marty posted something about those. Like, there are people that overhydrate.
I have a couple of, OXO for my coffee. And sometimes I can put cool drinks in them as well and keep it cold, but nothing big like that.
All right, Aaron, do you carry one of those? I haven't seen you with one of those giant...
I have it with me back here.
I just make lots of trips to the water cooler.
Yeah. I mean, I try, because I'm a coffee person, I literally try to, if I have one cup of coffee, do like 4 cups of water.
Wow.
To equal that out. Because I can feel in my body when I'm dehydrated, actually.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
And coffee does do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I could dry up like a raisin.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90+ days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.